You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Your Bible's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and I know we've prayed, but let's pray one more time. Father, I thank you for your word, the Bible, and I thank you for it declares truth. And I pray that today we might realize and recognize that we're hearing truth from a holy God, that one day the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together. What a day that will be. And perhaps the rapture will be today. I know it's a day when we think not. I don't believe the world in the shopping malls today, in the stadiums today, in the mountains and regions and the ocean. I don't believe they're thinking about the second coming of Christ. There's a limited crowd. There's a remnant that believe that you're coming again. May we be that remnant today. In Jesus' name, amen. The next event on God's prophetic timetable is the rapture of the church. There's nothing holding him back. Not a thing. Not a thing has to be organized. All this that's happening in the Middle East, it's all prophetic. As the nations are beginning to align up, and Russia is going to line up against Israel. Ezekiel 38 and 39 are going to come in 3.5 years into the tribulation, and they're going to come in and swoop into Israel. And China is going to come from the east, and from the south is going to be Egypt. And by the way, as you look at the scriptures, the Bible declares all this is going to take place. And from the Mediterranean, they'll come from the west. I believe America will come. I know I have no scriptural backing for that, but we are going to be sent into, I was preaching in Tennessee with Brother Martinez this week, and he said, the only answer for peace, and he said this, is the Antichrist. We think it's Jesus Christ. He's going to let the Antichrist rule and reign. In Revelation chapter number 5 and chapter 6, the seal judgment is going to come. And that Antichrist is going to raise up, and the world's going to follow that Antichrist. And it's going to be against God. And in that Antichrist reign, 1/4 of the world will be killed immediately.
Yep.
Won't be a big deal.
Yep.
I mean, Islam is slaughtering the thousands every week.
Right.
We say nothing about it. The African countries of this world are suffering today with Islam invading their land. Everything on God's prophetic calendar is all organized. And God is going to descend from heaven with a shout. And if you know not Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will live in the great tribulation, 7 years of God's wrath. 1 Thessalonians 5:8, God's wrath poured out upon mankind. Because God's a just God.
Amen.
God's a merciful God. By the way, if you haven't heard the gospel like you're hearing it this morning, and you're going to be sent, if you're here, you're going to be sent into strong delusion. You're going to believe the devil's lie. You'll get the mark of the beast so you can buy or sell. But if you haven't heard the message of salvation, you still could get saved. But you're going to pay with it with your life. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude of people and nations and kindreds and tongues, they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in the hand. They said, whose are these? And whence came they? These are they that came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. God will send 144,000 Jewish missionaries will go out and evangelize the world. But most of the world we reject the love of God, even in the tribulation. I want you to turn with me by way of introduction. Let me give you a long introduction and a short message. I don't know what that means, but whatever it means, it means. Matthew 24 today. In Matthew chapter 24, the Bible says this. Verse 24, and there shall arise false Christ and false prophets. By the way, he says that also in verse number 5. But it goes on, great signs and wonders insomuch. Verse 27, lightning cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west. So shall it be as the coming of the Son of Man. The Bible says, but as in that day and hour, verse 36, knoweth no man, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Jesus Christ does not know when the Father's going to say, son, go bring my children home. He doesn't know the day nor the hour, but the Father's going to say one day, I've had enough. I've had enough of the rejection of these people, enough of their sin and debauchery, and I am going to send you back to go get them. And the voice of God, the trumpet of God shall sound, and the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ. Won't that be, my wife says, won't that be a day to be in the cemetery when the dead in Christ rise first and we that remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the clouds? How's it going to be? It's going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 15 as a twinkling of an eye, not a blinking. You can measure a blink, you cannot measure a twinkling. A twinkling is here, there, here on earth, in heaven, and will be forever with the Lord. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, if you will, to the book of Matthew chapter, Luke chapter number 21. Luke chapter 21. We'll get to us in a minute here. Luke chapter 21. Is there a 21? There is a 21. Look what the Bible says in Luke in chapter 21. The Bible says in verse number 8. Let's read it together. Verse 8. Ready? Begin. And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. Verse number 9. Ye shall hear of wars and commotions. An overing of wars today. And the Bible says kingdom will rise against kingdom. Verse number 11. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places. We had an earthquake here on Monday. We haven't had one in years. I didn't experience it. It was 1 o'clock. Anybody feel that earthquake? Look at that. I was fast asleep, having a great time. I didn't feel the earthquake. You know that since 1955, since 1955, every year there's been more earthquakes than the previous year. When you have an earthquake, God is always speaking. He spoke from the clouds and the cross, and the earth did quake. When God is speaking, and God is speaking a little bit louder, 1955 and 56, 57, 58, 65, 75, 85, 95, 2000, 2026, God is speaking to us. Amen. The Bible says there'll be earthquakes at divers places. You say, well, I think I'm going to move to Illinois. Illinois is one of the hotbeds for earthquakes these days. You're not going to hide from the presence of God. And the Bible says, famines. You know that most of the world went to bed hungry last night? Famine. Pestilence. I believe Brother Fanera, we're experiencing pestilence. I have never heard in my life of more children out of school for sickness. And I don't believe you're faking it. I mean, there's just pestilence in the air. There's disease in the air. I still believe to this very day, my beautiful sister was in bed in 2000. I believe she took a shot for the COVID, and she rolled over in bed and died immediately. You can believe what you want to believe, but I'm just telling you, I wanted to go see her funeral, her burial place this week, and never got there. But I want you to know that there'll be pestilence, there'll be disease. The Bible goes on to say, great signs shall there be from heaven. We saw some great signs in heaven this week, did we not? Astronauts up there. Turn with me to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, please. Chapter 2. 2 Peter, quickly. As you turn to 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter's writing about the return of the Lord. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 1. But there was, as there were false prophets among the people, even shall there be false teachers among you who privily sneaking shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them and bring themselves into swift destruction. And what's the second word? Many. Many shall follow their pernicious ways. By reason of the way of truth, it shall be evil spoken of. and through covetousness shall with vain words make merchandise of you. I was preaching on Friday night, and I told you this, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and I got done with the invitation. No one said they were lost. I mean, a big crowd there that night. And the pastor did something I've never seen done before. He said, if you're with our heads bowed, no one looking, if you're sitting next to somebody, or you brought somebody, or you have someone here tonight that's lost, you sure heard it. If they're lost, I would say there's at least 30 hands went up.
That's right.
Yeah. And then he pled with them. He said, there's someone in this room that believes in you, that loves you. There's about 30 of you in this room that are lost. You're lost. You're lost. You're lost. You're going to die and go to hell one day. You're not saved. You know what? After that, preacher pled and pled and pled. Not a one came. Many are going to follow their pernicious ways. Many are going to know there is a hell. But they'll say, I'll just go party up with my neighbors. Not when there's gnawing of teeth in hell. Not when there's a fire that will never be quenched. Not when there's a fallen experience that you'll be falling and falling and falling. No, hell's a real place, child of God. Oh, I know the Methodists don't believe it anymore. They don't believe in a hell. Country riding preachers and circuit preachers, where we got our camp meeting and our brush offers, the great Methodist movement, they don't believe in that. Nazarenes don't believe in it. Presbyterians don't believe in it. Pentecostals don't believe in it. But Jesus is coming again. And the Bible says many are going to follow their pernicious ways. The Mormons don't believe in it. In fact, they're so bold. God says, if anybody cometh to you with another gospel, let them be accursed. And they've named their Bible another gospel. Another gospel. And by the way, a lot of Baptists don't believe this either. Throw Baptists in the mix as well. And the Bible says, for as God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down into hell and delivered them in chains of darkness to be reserved to judgment, and spared not the old world save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing a flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, and overthrew them that they should live ungodly. And God delivered just Lot, vexed with his filthy conversation of the wicked. That righteous man dwelling among them vexed his righteous soul from day to day. Are you vexing your soul today? Turn back with me to our scripture today. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. God's word makes it very clear that the person who's involved in this is the Lord Jesus. For the Lord, verse 16. I want you to read it with me in a moment. For the Lord, what's the next word? Himself. He's not sending angels to do his work. He's not sending Christians to do his work. He's sending himself, the Lord himself. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, battles all won. We'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden daybreak, for me, for you. One day he's coming again, coming again, coming again. John Peterson wrote, maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, but I'll tell you what, child of God, it is going to be soon. It's going to be soon, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. We're going to go see King Jesus, the Lord himself. He's coming for his children. He's coming for you if you know him as your Savior. He's coming for me, and I know him as my Savior. He's coming for each of us in our churches around America. He's coming for the Methodists that believe in God. He's coming for the Presbyterians that believe that Jesus Christ is the answer. He's coming from the Lutheran. My mother grew up Lutheran. She got saved on night number 8 at a revival meeting where the evangelist preached for 8 days straight. 1930s, there is a hell. 8 days he preached, there is a hell. I doubt if they'd preach that today. I doubt if most Baptists would preach that today. The Bible says the Lord himself. What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and he'll take me by the hand, he'll lead me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, a glorious day that will be. Are you ready to meet God as your Savior?
Yeah.
Or will you meet him at the great white throne judgment, Revelation 19, as your judge? I saw the small and great stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book, and God judged those that were not found written in the book of life. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. God recorded my name, 1956. He put my name in his book. I've not lived like a good Christian. I'll tell you that right now. I've still sinned. I've still done wrong. But my name's never, there's no erasers in heaven. Thank God for that. The Lord himself, that's the person involved. Look at the people. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. My friend, I think about him every day, Wally Davis. Out there laying, that great evangelist, 51 years of age, laid to rest, the greatest preacher I've ever heard. He was a great preacher. Laid to rest out here in Santa Clara, California. I tell you what, he's going to rise first. And that old body, that corruptible body will be raised. And it will be raised to incorruption. And my corruptible body that's dying every day will be raised if he comes today. And together, oh, I tell you what, the people involved are the saved and those that have died in Christ. I have such great hope of seeing all the loved ones of this church I've laid to rest. I keep praying for this funeral of Brother Floyd. Oh, a lot of cops will be here, a lot of police officers. He's a retired police. I'm praying many get saved. They have to get saved. They must get saved. They protect us, but oh, who's going to protect them from the day of God's wrath? I see the person is Jesus. I see the people, it's the saved and the dead in Christ. I see the peace. The Bible says, wherefore, verse 18, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Comfort is a word. I want you to have peace in your heart. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than Solomon, so less like the song increasingly comes over my soul like an infinite song. Peace, peace, wonderful peace. You're looking at a man today that has had peace in his heart, peace with God, for nearly 70 years. God reached down this fall and he saved my sorry soul. I don't deserve to be saved. I don't deserve to have my name in that book of life, but consequently I can pillow my head tonight with a great peace in my heart that if I die tonight, if I pass away tonight in my sleep, I'll be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Are you saved? Child of God, are you even thinking about the fact that that maybe just perhaps our Lord may come? Patch the Pirate wrote that song, I've been singing it all morning. Maybe today my Lord will come for me. Maybe today from sin I shall be free. Maybe from today my Savior I shall see. Jesus will come. I will go home. It may be today.
Amen.
Marvelous message we bring. Glorious carol we sing. Wonderful word of the King Jesus.
Amen.
Is coming again.
Yes,
he is coming again. He is coming again. This very same Jesus, rejected of man. He's coming.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
I wonder what Sister Jackie Van Dyke, Brother Van Dyke, I wonder what next Sunday will be like in our church if he comes this week. I wonder who's going to pull up to the parking lot. Brother Jakob won't be out there to direct traffic. Where's Brother Jakob? Well, at least Brother Manna will be there. No, Brother Manna won't be there either. He's going to be home with the Lord if the Lord. I know Brother Nick will be here. No, he's not going to be. He's going to be raptured from the body, present with the Lord. So, man, I got a parking stall today. This is great. In fact, nobody's out in the front parking lot. Couple Teslas around.
Yeah.
I hear you got a Tesla. Did you just buy a Tesla? You're my best friend. You got money, don't you? I'm going to talk to you afterwards, stay tuned. See, no parking problem today. You walk into my class, no one be there. You walk into Brother Everson's, most of you still be there. Walk into Brother Martinez, he'll be teaching the Bible to you. They said, I don't know why. They must have canceled Sunday school today.
Yeah.
But you come in here and there's just handfuls of you.
Yeah.
Brother Travis, there's nobody here. Where's Brother Galvan? Playing the chords in heaven.
Yeah.
Where's Sister Lico? She's gone too. I can't, I can hear without a sound system. Well, sure you can, because they're all gone. Will the live stream, Brother Moyer, you up there, will the live stream come on just automatically next Saturday? I think it will. I think it's programmed to come on, and it's going to come on. Someone's going to say after a while, I don't believe they're having church today. Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're saved? My wife got saved in May. They wrote it down. She wrote it down. Family devotions. Her mother was leading the family devotions. And she got saved in May. No one ever wrote down my date of salvation. But I remember it was the fall of the year, early winter, 1956. I said to my mother before her death, Mom, Dad, you wrote down my salvation, didn't you? They said, no, we never did. I said, well, Mother, you remember me getting saved, don't you? She goes, I don't remember that, son. Sitting right next to her, sitting right next to my dad that night. I said, Dad, you testify. Tell me about my salvation. He goes, I don't remember you getting saved, son. Good night. They said, well, it's been so long ago, we forget all that stuff, son. I mean, I walked in one day and my dad called me, he thought I was his doctor. So I put that aside, you know, I understood that they weren't calculating everything. But my mother said something, she goes, call Mrs. Smith, Pastor Smith's wife. She has every decision since 55 when the church was written, when it began. And so I called Mrs. Smith, she hadn't passed away yet. I said, Mrs. Smith, will you look it up? Oh, Jack, I'll look it up. I'll find it for you. She called back 2 weeks later and says, there's no record of your salvation. Man, I tell you what, I'm getting nervous now. I'm thinking, I know I got saved. I wasn't dreaming this. I was preaching in Long Beach, California for my brother-in-law, Pastor Dave Smith. Brother Smith was pastoring Gethsemane Baptist Church. Large church down there, and I came to my sister. I was sitting in the back seat, my sister and her husband in the front. We're going to dinner, and she said, Jack, remember your salvation? I said, do you? She said, well, sure I do. Remember you got saved at church, Mrs. Morningstar, led you to Christ. Thank God I had one sister that remembered, my twin sister. She said, do you ever hear my testimony? I said, I've never heard it, Jill. Are you saved? Pastor's wife. She goes, I'm saved. I said, tell me about it. She goes, I got home that night. And I said, Mother, I want to get saved. And my mother said, no, Jill, you just want to do this because Jack did this. Isn't that cute, Jack and Jill? You know, it's cute when you're 3 years old. When you're 115 like I am, it's not cute anymore. And she said, no, Mom, I want to get saved. And she kept coming back to her. No, you want to do that because Jack did that. That night in my mother's bedroom, my sister got saved. The only one on planet Earth that remembered I got saved. But if no one remembered, God remembers. Oh, the change that took place in my life because of salvation. You know, you're trying to find happiness in drugs and drink. You're trying to find happiness in immorality, pornography. You're trying to find happiness in your job. But the only one that can give you the peace of God is God Himself.
Amen.
Are you saved? And if you're saved, are you living like He may come today?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.